KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 23 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with light mixed precipitation, snow, and rain. Developing later this morning into this afternoon, a high of only 34. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. There is a winter weather advisory in effect until noon today for the far northern reaches of our listening area. That covers Sac, Crawford, and Carroll County, where mixed precipitation is expected. Total snow accumulations in that area of up to 1/2 inch, and ice accumulations of light glaze up to 1/10 of an inch are possible. So if you're in the Sac, Crawford, or Carroll County areas or plan to be this morning, plan on slippery road conditions. Taking a look at our news this morning, the top news stories here on KJAN. A Pottawatomie County woman died Tuesday after being struck by an SUV on Interstate 80 in Adair County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 26-year-old Christina Schmidbauer of Council Bluffs was apparently standing on the traveled portion of the road near a broken-down vehicle when she was struck by a 2019 Dodge Durango driven by 53-year-old Richard Monsivies of Nashville, Tennessee. The woman died from her injuries. The accident, which remains under investigation, happened on eastbound Interstate 80 just west of Stewart at around 6:41 p.m. The Montgomery County Emergency Management Agency reports shortly after 4 a.m. today, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call from the Burlington Northern and Santa Fe Railroad officials reporting a coal train derailment in the area of D Avenue west of Red Oak. Deputies with the Montgomery County and Mills County Sheriff's Offices responded and located the derailment under the Box Elder Avenue Bridge. About 20 to 30 coal cars have been involved. There were no injuries and are no hazards to the public. BNSF crews are on the scene and more heavy equipment is expected to arrive later this morning. Officials advise you to avoid the area and allow the crews to work. And at this point, they say Box Elder Avenue will remain open. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Montgomery County EMA, Red Oak Fire and Rescue, and Montgomery County Secondary Roads Department assisted at the scene. Officials at the Cass County ISU Extension said Tuesday Brigham Hoig has been hired as the Wellness Program Coordinator at Cass County Extension. The Cass County Wellness Coordinator role is a new part-time position that will serve as a connector and bridge builder in the county between local groups focused on community health and wellness initiatives. In her new role, Hoig will be involved in projects across the county, including assisting with community events, infrastructure and implementation projects, food systems development, and educational programming. She'll also help to build capacity for programming, expand partnerships, and serve as a resource for Cass County communities and organizations. Brigham Hoig also serves as the market manager for Produce in the Park, organizing events and working on local food systems development for the past year. She's available to answer questions regarding wellness programming, as well as providing information on resources that are available in Cass County. And the Hoig can be reached by calling the Cass County Extension Office at 712-243-1132 or visiting www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. A shooting incident in Griswold late Monday night remains under investigation. As we told you yesterday, Griswold Rescue and law enforcement were called to the Casey's General Store parking lot at around 9:44 p.m. Monday following a report of a woman who had been shot in her vehicle. The 39-year-old woman, whose name has not yet been released, suffered a self-inflicted, non-life-threatening gunshot wound to the hand from what was said to have been a .38 caliber Ruger handgun. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac Ambulance, and Atlantic Police responded to a two-vehicle accident at around just before 2 p.m. Tuesday, just west of 7th and Olive Street on eastbound 7th. A woman complained of neck pain and was transported to CCMH. Both vehicles were moved to an alley south of 7th when emergency crews arrived. Atlantic Police have released no further details at this point. And authorities in Creston report a teenager was injured during a collision Tuesday morning near the intersection of Cherry and Summit Streets. Creston police say 16-year-old Logan Eugene Osterhout of Creston was driving a car northbound on Cherry Street at around 7:50 p.m. when, according to the teen, a dog ran out in front of the vehicle. When Logan applied to brakes, he said the car went out of control and ran into the back of a 2006 Chrysler 300 that was parked near 504 Cherry. The teen told Creston police that he didn't know what happened after the initial impact. An ambulance was dispatched to assist in treating his injuries. Osterhout was transported by his mother to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston for further treatment. Damage to the vehicles amounted to $3,000 altogether, and there were no citations issued. and a deer that was crossing 160th Street in Union County last week tried to jump out of the way of an SUV, but instead hit the windshield and driver's side of the vehicle. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that accident happened last Thursday around 2:20 p.m. as 27-year-old Stephen Provost of Decatur was traveling east on 160th. Provost wasn't injured, but his 2018 Jeep Compass sustained about $5,000 damage. In our funeral announcements, Roseanne Meisenheimer, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Roseanne Meisenheimer will be today at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Leroy Nelson, age 89, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services with full military rites for Leroy Nelson will be on Friday at 11 a.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Daniels, age 93, of Adair, died Sunday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. A massive Christian burial for Robert Daniels will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Oneida. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Cletus Schmitz, age 80, of Harlan, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. A mass of Christian burial for Cletus Schmitz will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Clint Height, age 61, of Greenfield, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Clint Height will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow at 16 Oaks in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Paula Randeris, age 64, of Audubon, died Monday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. A mass of Christian burial for Paula Randeris will be Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Martha Gittens, age 91, of Stewart, died Monday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Memorial services for Martha Gittens will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. And Lorraine Schroyer, age 81, of Guthrie Center, died October 13th. Memorial services for Lorraine Schroyer will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Bowman Chapel in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Panora has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.